I'm Ron Esposito. It's a pleasure to have you listening tonight. We're going to be in conversation with club owner and saxophonist Brent Gallagher. Brent is the owner of Cafe Vivace on McMillan in Walnut Hills, a new addition to Cincinnati's jazz scene. And also, Brent is a very, very fine tenor saxophonist playing with the Blue Wisp Big Band and his own groups. So, Brent, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Ron. It's great to be here.
Hey, just where is Cafe Vivace located in Walnut Hills?
So we're at the corner of East McMillan and Kemper Lane, the corner building.
You guys are fairly new, aren't you?
We're now in our eighth month, so we're still just trying to get things dialed in at this point.
And aside from nightly music, Cafe Vivace is open early in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, we're open 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on Saturday, and then occasionally we'll have music performances on Sunday afternoon, so we open up around 2:30. So we're a coffee shop by day, jazz lounge by night, and we kind of make that little transition probably an hour or two before the shows start in the evening.
Yeah, and you're featuring live jazz music almost seven nights a week?
Some of them are seven. Mostly it's six, occasionally five, but yeah, we're just jumping right in, and it's not that challenging because there's so many wonderful musicians in the city. I mean, I think there's always been a strong batch, if you will, of jazz musicians. After the recession, there were fewer places to play, but now there's a lot of great places. You have Cafe Vivace, you have the Washington Platform, you have the Hearth Lounge, the Point, the Greenwich, of course, which is in Walnut Hills. So Walnut Hills now has two jazz clubs. We like to refer to Cafe Vivace as a jazz lounge since we have some soft seating. The quality musicians, the amount of musicians is pretty much been constant throughout the time I've been in the city. So I was on the road for a while, but it's pushing 30 years since I've been around.
You went to college at Moorhead in Kentucky, right?
I didn't go to school there. My father taught there, so I grew up in Moorhead. I went to the Conservatory of Music in the late 80s. Didn't finish my degree. I left and went on the road with the Glenn Miller Orchestra for a few years. Came back, finished my degree. Did the life of a jazz musician in the 90s for a while, and then I went out on the road with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra for a couple of years and moved back to Cincinnati, if you will, and have been in here since 2001. Taught for a while, and now this is my new adventure. You know, I thought with the blessing of my wife, we could do something like this. I'm young enough, at least now. I don't know if I could do this like 10, 15, 20 years from now because it takes a lot of energy. I mean, I'm there 10, 11 hours a day, every day. But it's kind of a dream come true in a way. You know, I always wanted to try to do something like this, and we just jumped off the cliff. And with a lot of help with hundreds of people, it's happening now. And the music at night is just fantastic. The crowds have been great. The way people now are appreciating the jazz at night, where we have a very specific way we present the music. I let people know that this is a listening environment, so talking is not really allowed. You can whisper if you want, or if a waiter or waitress comes by and you got to make an order. But when the music is happening, the focus is on the music. It really didn't take that long to condition the audience to really understand the value of that concept. The audience now lets other audience members know not to talk so loud.
What are some of the things coming up at Cafe Vivace that you might want to let our listeners know about?
We are packed in December. I don't think we have one day where we don't have music. So starting on December 2nd, we have the original Farm League Band that is run by Eric Lechleider. Len Scott and Lee Stoller play on the 3rd. You know, the Blue Wisp Big Band is playing there every Wednesday now, which I'm a part of. We start at 8 o'clock. So all the Wednesdays are there. We have Mandy Gaines, the Faux Frenchman, Scott Wojon Trio, Jordan Pollard Trio, Mark Fields Quartet, Pam Mallory, Ricky Nye, Randy Villars, Rick Van Meter, Jim Connerly, and the Burning Caravan, Josh Klein. So it's a long list. Yeah, you can just check out our website to see who's playing where and check out what Cafe Vivace is about. Again, you know, we're a coffee shop in the morning, too. Our liquor license starts at 5 in the morning, but occasionally we'll have people come in early and have a cocktail. But most of the time, it's coffee or tea.
Yeah, sure. You guys got a nice vinyl jazz collection there with a pretty cool turntable.
Yeah, that was my father's turntable. He purchased that back in 1983. It's an old Pioneer record player. And I think I've only changed the needle like twice. It's got the original belt on it. And the majority of the records were his. You know, I just grew up with jazz vinyl. You know, my father was a trumpet player, drummer, educator. And it was just common for me to have records around. And it's kind of neat now because I play some of those records. And my father would stamp each record property of Chris Gallagher. And now, since I have this kind of concept of playing vinyl records during the day, people now bring in records and they want these records to be played because we have turned so much into like this digital sort of format in the last 15, 20 years where, you know, the quality of sound, you know, the soundscape is not as good, but, you know, you get a good record player and speakers and amp and that sound you get out of that is just breathtakingly beautiful. The idea that we had originally was this would be a great place during the day for remote workers. My wife Vanessa works remotely. She doesn't actually have an office other than upstairs in our house, but you know, we want a place where you can have a large table to put your computer down, and or if you have opportunity for a meeting at Cafe Vivace, we have the space for that. The seats are comfortable. You know, you can get your coffee in the morning, your baked goods. If you want a more substantial lunch, we have that. And if you want a beer later on or wine or a cheese plate, that's kind of how we are. And right now, we're having an issue with people fighting over those soft seats as far as reserving them now. So that's something we're going to have to iron out. This project is just not Vanessa and I. You know, we had a lot of great people involved from the architectural firm, New Republic Architecture. The Walnut Hills Redevelopment Foundation really helped us with a few grants. We definitely been helped by our landlord, the Model Group. You know, they really did a wonderful job putting all this together. And jazz is for everybody, you know. It's not an exclusive experience. It's very inclusive. The way we have different types of folks, young, old, different races, different political views. But, you know, when people show up and hear music, it's all together. Actually, a musician the other day was talking about some political thing, and I said, you didn't see the sign at the front door. I was just kidding. I said, we can't talk about that in here, you know. We just want to listen to music. And he's like, oh, I didn't see the sign. And then later at night, he was like, you know what, you're right. Let's just talk about John Coltrane or Miles Davis or Ella Fitzgerald or Chet Baker. It's a way to escape sometimes the craziness in the world, but it's for everybody.
Well, Brent, it's been a real pleasure having you on Around Cincinnati this evening.
Thanks. It's nice to talk about jazz, the gospel of jazz, and I could talk about the gospel of coffee at some other time.
All right. We've been in conversation this evening with saxophonist and owner of Cafe Vivace, Brent Gallagher. For more information about Cafe Vivace and their upcoming musical events, please visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.